Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145500. Equal housing lender, not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145. And Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take. Your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only talk about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, another day on Ron Siegel Radio means a day to celebrate National Baked Alaska Day today. National Baked Alaska. Does anybody have Baked Alaska anymore other than on cruise ships? I think that's the only place you find Baked Alaska, but take a look at the picture. It sure does look yummy. I might be ready to go get some Baked Alaska or something along those lines. Of course, when it comes to food, I'm always ready to go and get some. Taking a look at the markets this morning, once again, as we do most every morning on Ron Siegel Radio, Dow Jones Industrial Average doing a bit of jumping today. Right now it is up 11 points again. Probably go back to some, you know, markets don't like uncertainty. And watching what our liberal friends are doing probably creates some uncertainty, being that, once again, many of them are not showing up for work.
So I know who's asked to kick.
Yeah, maybe the former president can go in there and take hold of some of these folks and see if they'll actually show up for work. Ironically enough, it's the Democrats each and every time that don't show up to work. They didn't show up for the inauguration. Now they don't show up for the Senate committee meetings. You got to love it. And, you know, they just keep on complaining and blaming somebody else every time. Oil prices, they are up just a little bit today, $52.95 a barrel as we speak, means $2.27.6. Per gallon of gas is the national average, $2.79.6 here in the state of taxation, better known as California. Looking at seeing if we can raise some more taxes on our gas prices. That is the latest goal of the governor of the state, because they can't figure out how to do a budget. They figure they'll just continue to tax and more. Right now, as you know, we are at 42.35 cents per gallon is what we're paying for a gallon of tax on a gallon of gas. Right here in the state of California, 42.35 cents. Simply unbelievable. U.S. 10-year Treasury up about 0.04 of a percentage at 2.495 and holding. Looking right there, what's that going to mean? Well, the Federal Reserve, their meeting today, probably won't have a whole lot to say. They're probably not going to do anything today. That is the anticipation. We'll see what their earnings or their comments are later in the day, about 11:15 California time. We will find out what the Federal Reserve has on their mind. They'll do their meeting. They'll tell us what's going on. Although we do know that the labor market is really not helping securities this morning. ADP estimate for private sector jobs in January, 246,000 above the consensus. There was an anticipation of 176,000 new jobs being created. And did you watch the news last night? I don't know if you caught this one. It actually was on many of the stations. The president made his announcement for the next Supreme Court justice nominee, and that will be Neil Gorsuch. Unbelievably well-educated. I wonder about some of these sometimes. The biggest issue I have, and again, I have no problem with the nominee. That's the president's right. Mr. Gorsuch, 49 years old. He's done a lot in 49 years, but he still is quite young. And I look at the ages there. Sometimes you shouldn't say just based on age that someone's qualified or not qualified. But he is a young man, and that means he has not had the years of experience that some of the elder jurists have had. And, you know, think about this one. I mean, he could potentially be on the Supreme Court for 30 or 40 years. You know, it's a lifetime appointment. Constitutionalist, I love one of the comments he made. If you were listening to his comments last night, he made a comment saying that if a judge despite every ruling that he makes, he's probably not a very good judge. And basically what Judge Gorsuch was saying was, you know, not everybody likes every law. Get over it. And just because you don't like law doesn't mean it's bad, doesn't mean that your ruling has to be based on exactly what you think. The law basically says that, or the judge is supposed to enforce the laws, not write the laws. I'm just going out there and throwing that to you, that the idea here is, you know, think about that concept of the judge not writing his own laws. He has to interpret what the Congress and the president, the executive, send to them. And that was what one of the comments that Judge Gorsuch made yesterday, just coming up there and saying, you know something? My job isn't to write them. My job is to interpret them. And I like that idea of a judge. I don't like the idea of these judges that they can improve upon a law just because that's what their personal opinion is. Think about that. The loony judge here in California who decided that he was not going to enforce the law, had a conviction in his courthouse, and there was a three-year-old who was convicted a parent convicted of – or an individual, I should say. I don't know if it was the parent. Was convicted of sodomizing a three-year-old. And they had a mandatory sentence, and the judge decided that the mandatory sentence was too harsh. And so he gave a 15 – he cut the sentence back by like 15 years. That's not what a judge is supposed to do. A judge is supposed to enforce the laws that are written. So this particular judge, I think his name is Mark Kelly, it's a 2015 ruling, shaved 15 years from a mandatory minimum sentence for Kevin Jonas Rohan, number 2014, of sodomizing a three-year-old relative. Under Jessica's law, approved by the California voters in 2006, crime carried a mandatory sentence of 25 years to life in prison, but Kelly determined that the punishment in this case was cruel and unusual under the federal constitution and reduced the sentence to 10 years. Really?
This is ridiculous.
In a unanimous ruling, the 4th District Court of Appeals said there was nothing cruel about Rohan Onyet's punishment because his offense was not significantly different from other cases of sodomy on a child under 10. And they've told they've said they've got to go back and redo the order. And apparently, Judge Kelly now has been moved to family court. So he's not able to try these superior court cases any longer based on, you know, what he's doing. That's an article that came out in the Orange County Register just recently. Good information there. I'm glad to see they're getting into some of these issues. And we're not going to have these activist judges. It's not their job to determine what the laws are. It's their job to enforce the laws. In this case, it was one that was voted on by the electorate. So if the people are voting on it, why in the world would this judge say, no, I'm not going to enforce what the people say, or I'm not going to enforce the laws that are written by the representatives of the people? Unbelievable how the judges think that that's their prerogative just to make a decision. Hopefully with this new Supreme Court justice, we will see that continued on as well. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. It is Wine Wednesday. Robert Mott will be checking in with us. We'll have to see what Robert might have to say about the Super Bowl and wine pairings going on there. We'll see what happens there. We're also going to talk about buyer demand outpacing the supply of homes for sale. Years of work needed to afford a down payment in 15 big cities. Top 5 tips for keeping senior care costs low. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
In the middle of a street, our house.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment being brought to you today by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, 79564, NEST 79564. Get on that home search. Find your dream home before somebody else finds your dream home. Buyer demand outpacing the supply of homes for sale. The price of any item is determined by the supply of that item as well as the market demand. The National Association of Realtors surveys over 50,000 real estate practitioners about their expectations for home sale prices and market conditions for the monthly Realtors Confidence. Latest edition shed some light on the relationship between seller traffic, which is supply, and buyer traffic, which is demand. The buyer demand is unbelievably high right now. Seller supply is relatively low right now. We're looking at like 3.9 months supply of homes. So the idea there is you better get on board with searching for your home quickly if you want to be moving this summer. Because it might take you a few offers. We've gone through this before in the past. That's why we've got that free app for you. All you have to do is text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. You can get on the application there. It works on your phone. And find your dream home. No advertising. Get pre-approved for the loan. The down payment assistance program So you can put nothing down that we talked about yesterday. If you want more detail on that, I can share that with you as well. That is the Real Time Real Estate segment today, again, brought to you by the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Red, red wine. I mean, it is time for our weekly chat with Robert Mott, our international wine guru. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Ron. How are you today?
I am doing wonderful, doing wonderful.
Ron,
so
how are you doing?
I saw some notes here from you, and, you know, just because of my warped mind, every once in a while I saw here this thing that wine corks are longer than others. So the question I would pose to you, size matters?
You know, to a certain extent, but I can hear you just fine. Are you okay?
Yep, I hear you now. Go ahead.
Sorry, can you hear me?
Yep, I hear you.
Hang on 1 second. I'll try to improve this. Okay. So sometimes, you know, you see all different sizes there. But largely, it's really a matter of cosmetics more than anything else. Longer corks are more expensive and tend to be used for those higher-end wine bottles. They're sometimes marketed as being better suited for wines intended for aging and cellaring. But I really haven't seen these studies or even any anecdotal accounts that say that it's better than a standard length cork. But they do cost more. So generally, the wines that you see those in, they tend to be a little more expensive as a result. But I think it's kind of the same thing as the oversized bottles, the big heavy glass with the deep pots. Packaging decisions are really there to emphasize that you purchased an expensive bottle of wine. It's got to reinforce that thing that says that, that you spent your money on something very special. And so if a bottle is more impressive and special, then I guess it's a job well done, so to speak. So it's one of those things that really goes into the area of marketing and sales, as we know.
So let me ask you this question. I mean, I don't even know if you know this answer. It just came to my mind, and you know, the odd, you know, you're saying that it may be more expensive for a longer cork. Is the cork a significant portion of the cost of a bottle of wine?
Well, you know, it's I would say it would not say significant, but when it comes to the packaging part, the glass and the cork together, it becomes relatively significant when you talk about it in that term. So when you're talking about the add-on to that, it's not a tremendous amount generally considering the total cost of the bottle or total cost of the product, but it can make a big difference, you know, in terms of, the quality of that cork. You know, there are a lot of things that people do in terms of pre-sorting corks or trying to avoid that corked wine as well. There are things that some analysis and quality control that can be done that adds some cost to the process that helps make sure you have a quality wine after it's all bottled up and everything. But, you know, it's one of those things that people can spend a little, almost no money on and have an adequate wine, or sometimes they can spend a lot of money on it just to prevent having, a spoiled product. And so it's one of those things that, like I say, it's not a huge amount of money in the context of an entire bottle of wine, but certainly anything that keeps the oxygen out and keeps the wine fresh and good is certainly an important cog in that machine.
Interesting. Okay, so I was just kind of curious. I never even thought about the, you know, I never even really paid attention to the size of the cork. I mean, as long as it comes out and the wine tastes good, you know, what do I care? But I guess everyone has their own. What if we did get rid of the cork altogether?
Exactly.
I mean, you know, Australia, is that where they started getting rid of the corks completely?
Well, screw caps, I think they're largely credited with really becoming mainstream in the wine industry from Australian wine. And basically 1964, there was a winery called Yulumba, I believe it was, Anyway, they approached a French company about creating a screw cap seal system for their wine. But the first, as we call it, the Stelvin cap, was actually trialed by a Swiss wine in 1972. In 73, a group of Australian wineries, including Yulimba, Penfolds, and a couple of others, started commercially releasing wines under with this twist-off closure. So, you know, the winemakers liked it because essentially it eliminates that need or that possibility for the corked or, you know, the wine that's spoiled due to that TCA issues. But it's somewhat stigmatized as a closure for lower quality wines. And it was, believe it or not, it was mostly phased out by the 1980s. Even the pioneers in Australia pretty much abandoned the closure until about 2000. Then they started gaining some momentum just prior to that. And then again, the cork tank thing became a bigger issue as well. And it essentially ensures that consistent quality. So Australia and New Zealand really were the early adopters and really became the ones that really made this a mainstream or really mainstream commercial technology. And so these days, about 75% of the wines you receive from Australia and New Zealand actually have come with a screw cap. And it's really somewhat destigmatized the closure to a certain extent. There's some domestic wineries as well that have embraced this as a mainstream closure and really abandoned cork. There are already a couple in the Central Valley or Central Coast area that decided that the spoilage for TCA taint is such a significant amount that the difference in cost of adding the Stelvin or the twist-off closure actually comes out financially to their advantage. So they've sort of taken the big step and say, no matter if it's our entry-level wine or our most expensive wine, that we're going to basically go with the twist-off closure method. So it's certainly becoming much more mainstream as time goes on.
Interesting. That's I never knew that whole thought of it. I mean, when I go to a fine restaurant, though, I still have the – I think part of the beauty of the wine is the presentation. So I'm not sure I really love that idea, but I you know, go to a pizza joint where we can bring our own bottle of wine, and having that screw top, you know, makes a lot of sense to me. So it's, I guess you can go both ways on that one. But the thing
absolutely
that we
and – And
the thing we got to really get to today, though, Robert, I mean, being that we don't have a ton of time, is the big game is coming up this weekend. We need to talk about some wine pairings for the big game, for those of us that aren't the Budweiser drinkers.
Yeah, exactly. And the wines for Super Bowl, that's always one that's it's a bit of a conundrum, so to speak. You should probably put aside the notion that you have to have one wine that pairs with guacamole and maybe another that pairs with your hot wings and maybe something else with the pizza or something else with the hot dogs. You know, I think there are a couple of categories of wines that have a great range and will stand up to kind of the, typical game day fare. Some things that people might not think about. I mean, let's talk a little bit about whites and a little bit about reds. We talk about whites. Actually, a slightly off-dry Riesling would be a great choice because it stands up to spicy foods, and it might be a good choice that will go a great range of things that have kind of that game day flair. Maybe it goes well with nachos or something like that, or kind of cheese dip, etc. And you can find some great wines, some great slightly off-dry Rieslings for, probably in that $15 range as well. Certainly always a good choice. And, of course, the next one I want to mention, Bubbles, You can always do Bubbles.
We were going to get to Bubbles eventually.
exactly. And consider, things like maybe a nice Spanish Cava or domestic sparkling wine. I mean, you can get these for really some really good buys on wines like that really fit with that kind of game day thing. And especially the Bubbles, they have just a little bit of residual sugar and the brut style of it will have show that just a little bit. And that's really important when you have a lot of spice that you're dealing with, a lot of diverse foods. And it can really kind of bridge the gap between essentially the Budweiser drinkers and the people who are, prefer something that starts with grapes to begin with. Now, going to reds, I think there are probably three major choices there. probably number one there would be Pinot Noir. It's a very versatile wine. I would probably stay away from the earthier versions of it because they might not pair very well with some of the game day fare. But maybe consider something, a really fruity California Central Coast Pinot Noir. It's light. It kind of fits as a cocktail wine, so to speak, and really works well in that category. Next one would be Zinfandels. Great for pairing for barbecues. You can find some good prices there. And then finally, red blends. Red blends are a great category. They fit a lot of different people's palates. You know, the Prisoner really set the standard for this, but you don't have to pay Prisoner kind of $40 prices. You can find a lot of nice wines in that $15, $20 range for a red blend that are really superb. But, you know, pick a red and a white. Buy enough for your guests. I'd say figure on 2.5 glasses per person on average, you know, about 5 glasses per bottle. Then add a bottle or two for safety. After all, it's a long game, and we're all waiting for halftime anyway. don't overthink it too much, but you know, get some great wine and stick through the game with it.
Sounds like a lot of fun, and the game's coming up, so we know what to drink and go out and find some great stuff and enjoy. And the most important part, as Robert always does, we were going to get to the bubbles when we talked to Robert Mott. So. And that the important part of that or the lesson from that really is what you like is actually the absolute best wine to drink. Isn't that the bottom line?
Absolutely.
Great stuff as always.
That's the bottom line. You got it.
Yep. Thanks for sharing with us as always, Robert Mott. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate events and the financial markets. When we come back, we will be talking about years of work needed to afford a down payment in big cities. Well, what if you have that down payment assistance program so you don't need to worry about that? How about some tips for keeping senior care costs low? All that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. Or if you miss a part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal Housing Lender.
Are you ready to overcome your biggest blocks with money and time? Your solution, Big Profits Now World Summit. The best skills and strategies to double and triple your business profits without doubling or tripling the work. This summit has gathered 24 experts specializing in business growth. It's a free online event that's happening now. Go immediately to claim your free ticket at BigProfitsNowLive.com. Enter your name and email and receive these free video interviews directly to your inbox. Again, that's BigProfitsNowLive.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA to 79564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the Mortgage Minute today, being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage, get that mortgage as soon as you can. I mean, if you're thinking about a mortgage, then you should be. Everybody should be thinking about, how do I get a new home? And I know in this day and age right now, the interest rates are going up. So the question becomes, what are we doing? Are we looking at refinancing? In many instances, the biggest reason I see people refinancing right now is they're trying to unlock some of the equity in their real estate. They're looking at it and saying, okay, well, I can still get a loan, 3.5%, 4%, 4.5%. It depends on your qualifications and what you're looking to do. But maybe I can take some of that equity out of my property. And we talked about this, I believe it was Friday, about how much equity we still have in our properties, how much equity legitimately you have in your real estate.
And not the misconceptions, but how much is there? And think about it. If you can get some of that equity out at 3.5%, 4%, 4.5%, whatever the number is for you, and you can retire some of that 7, 10, 15, 20, 25% debt that you have, the credit cards, the automobiles, the student loans, if you can take some of that equity that you've built up in your property, between the appreciation and paying down your loan, and cut your blended household interest rate down significantly, it makes a lot of sense to do that right now. So don't worry about what the interest rates are as far as your home loan. It's one of the biggest misconceptions I get on questions on a regular basis. I have people call me all the time. And they say, Ron, what's your interest rate? Or what is Gold Star's interest rate? And I don't always know what Gold Star's interest rates are, but I can tell you what the Freddie Mac mortgage market survey rate is, 4.19%. As of last Thursday, they come out with a new number every single week on Thursday. And the idea here is take a look at what is that, the blended rate for your family. That's the more important number, is what is your household blended interest rate? Once you understand what your blended rate is, then you can go and take a look and say, does this make sense, my family? Does this make sense now for my family? Because if your blended rate is in the 5, 5.5% rate, and you remember, you have to weight it because obviously your house, if you did a loan, you know, a year ago at 3.5 or 3.375, well, maybe you're looking at that and saying, well, I don't want to get out of that rate. But when you look at the weighted blended rate and it says that you're at 5, that's the number that you really need to worry about, because you're going to save all that spread from the 4.19 if you qualify for that on the Freddie Mac rate, to the 5, 5.5, 6, where your other numbers are. Great time to think about doing a debt consolidation loan, using the equity in your property to get some money out and make a change for the better for your family. And yeah, I understand that in some instances, it's going to take that 300-year payoff of your credit card and cut it down to 30 years, or the 5 or 6 year payoff of your car and move that up to 30 years. But if you take some of the savings from that blended rate and apply that, you're going to save money over the long run, and you're not going to have it as a 30 loan. Maybe it's a 17, 20, 22-year loan because you've made some smart choices. Article came out, though. I saw this in smartasset.com. The number of years of work needed to afford a down payment. And buying a home, obviously, you want to have a game plan to make this happen, but you have to make sure you've enough saved up. I don't want you to get caught up in the fact of I have to have a 20% down payment. That's what some of these articles are alluding to, and I hate it when they do that because they make you think that that's what you need to have.
You know better than that.
And you don't need a 20% down payment. We've talked about this in the past. What percentage of the people are out there that get a new home loan with significantly less than 20% down payment? And these articles come out and they say, oh, that 20% down payment, or it takes you, in this case, the article goes on to say in Los Angeles, you have to save for 9.3 years in order to get that 20% down payment, assuming that you have a $50,000 annual salary. I don't know where they come up with 9.3 years to get a 20% down payment. It's based on a median home price of $471,000. But you don't need that. I just saw come across my desk this morning when I was getting ready for the broadcast today. I was taking a look at a article, and it was showing that, or it wasn't an article, it was a listing. $225,000 was the new home listing in Anaheim Hills, California. $225,000. Now, I've shared with you the down payment assistance program yesterday, where you have to come up with no money down to buy a new house. No money down to buy a new house. And we know that a lot of people are putting significantly less than 20%. So zero, I guess, would qualify as significantly less. So think about that concept. That with principal and interest, that property, I don't know, it's $1,100, $1,200 a month is the payment on that through the down payment assistance program. Doesn't it make more sense to you than to try and wait and pay rent? Now, the average rent for an apartment in Orange County, California, $1,800, $1,900, something like that. I think Melinda Johnson told us it was like $2,700 is the average rent in total when you put houses and everything else in. So why would you be thinking about renting? Doesn't make any sense thinking about renting. You have the opportunity of buying a new home, $1,100, $1,200 a month is principal and interest. Yes, you have to add the taxes and the insurance and the mortgage insurance, maybe if there's an HOA on there. But that's the idea of these misrepresentations. And when you think about, I mean, they came out here and said that Los Angeles, $471,000, $50,000 annual income, 9.38 years to get that $94,000. Hogwash. And they said San Diego was the fifth longest time needed to afford a down payment. Again, hogwash. Give us a call. I'll put you in touch with the right people to get you on a path to home ownership, and you don't have to wait 9 years. That's just total lunacy, misleading the community, and we don't want to have that going on Ron Siegel Radio. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate and the financial markets. When we come back, tips for keeping senior care costs low will be the next subject on our docket. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, or on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com, or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1866.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio for any time at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. They all are. Sanitizer has the solutions for you. You just need to go on their site, connect with them, and get those solutions, implement them for your family. Tips for keeping senior care costs low is our subject today. We do these high-trust senior symposiums. I think if you haven't gone to one of them, you might want to get on the calendar. I think it's the last Saturday of the month, I think, was the next one. The Hilton, the Holiday Inn by Long Beach Airport, that big round building over there, I think, is the location of that. So caring for an aging parent, or if when you know that someone needs assistance, it's hard to avoid offering to help. While there's nothing wrong with providing a relative or confidant with financial support, you don't want to lose sight of your own financial goals. Here's some strategies that you can implement to keep senior care costs as low as possible. Number one, invest in long-term care insurance as an extension of health, disability, and life insurance. Long-term care insurance provides coverage for nursing home health care, and other services that meet the daily needs of elderly individuals. While long-term care insurance isn't cheap, purchasing it may be worth it if your older family member or friend can't qualify for Medicare and doesn't have enough savings. Al Manfrey was talking about that at our last High Trust Senior Symposium. He's got some great solutions for you. Number two, make your house home care ready. Installing a walk-in shower or stair lift when healthy might seem a little crazy, but making your home more accessible may pay off, especially if it eliminates the need for you to move to a special facility when you grow older. Planning in advance, it's all a game plan that we talk about. Some states and nonprofits offer loans and grants to help low-income elderly individuals make modifications to their homes. Again, Chris Corrales has come on and talked about these different solutions. I don't know if that's one of them that fits into their program where you can put it on the property tax bill for you. Look into government programs. The federal government offers some programs that make senior expenses less expensive. Phone that Allie Rames came in here and spoke about that actually converts your dialogue to text so you can understand it. Depending upon your loved one's situation, they may be eligible for Medicaid. They'll have to meet certain financial qualifications. Again, Josh Ramirez helps out with that one. Compare care options. If you need a professional to help care for your elderly relative, you may need to look beyond nursing homes and assisted living facilities. It is a good idea to take the time to visit different adult care facilities and meet with independent caregivers, home care agencies, and home health aides. That way you can compare. How do you make an educated decision if you are not educated? And there's some great resources for that. Again, give me a call at 800-306-1990. I don't sell any of them, but I can put you in touch with the right people. Claim as many tax breaks as possible. If you choose to take care of an aging parent or relative on your own, you'll need to make sure you're financially prepared to assume that responsibility. Fortunately, there are tax breaks for individuals who serve as caregivers. You may, for example, qualify for the Child and Dependent Care Credit. Ask your tax provider. Caring for an older family member can place a big strain on your budget. That's why it's important to make sure most of any resources or programs that can lower the cost of senior care. Again, give me a call. I'd be happy to put you in touch with some of the folks that participate in our High Trust Senior Symposiums to get you the best possible information that we can. You can help your seniors, help your loved ones. That is the Word on Wealth segment. Again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. The only question about that is, what are you going to do about it? I mean, it is the facts of life. So one of the questions I also see is, when can you claim or who can you claim as a dependent? They're in that tax season right now. The IRS knows that some taxpayers provide their kids and relatives with financial support. We're not giving you tax advice here. I don't do that. I give you tax questions.
Those are the questions you want to ask the tax preparers that you go to. So the government offers folks with dependents the opportunity to reduce their tax burden. Being able to claim someone as a dependent may significantly lower your tax bill, especially if you qualify for tax break like the Earned Income Tax Credit or the Child Tax Credit. Not sure whether you can claim a child or family member as a dependent? Let's chat about some of the options that the IRS says. Who's considered dependent? In order for you to claim someone as a dependent, you must have provided more than half of the person's financial support for the year. The child or family member must also be a U.S. citizen, a resident alien, U.S. national, or a resident of Mexico or Canada. You can claim a child or relative as a dependent as long as no one else can claim that person as a dependent. Generally, you cannot claim someone as a dependent if he or she is married and filing a joint tax return. There are a couple of exceptions to that rule. There always are. You may be able to claim a joint filer as a dependent if he or she only filed jointly in order to get a refund of estimated taxes that were paid or taxes that were withheld. What it means to have a qualifying child is the next subject. If you want to claim a child as a dependent, he or she must meet certain requirements. For one thing, the child must be related to you. Your son, stepson, nephew, grandchild, foster child can be considered a dependent. In most cases, the child you're trying to claim must live with you for more than 6 months of the year. Again, there are exceptions for children who are away from home because they're sick, attending college, serving in the military, starting a business, or taking a vacation. That's a pretty long vacation. The child you're trying to claim has to meet an age test as well. You can only claim a child as a dependent if he's under the age of 19. However, you can claim a full-time student as dependent until he turns 24. Children who are permanently or completely disabled can be claimed as a dependent for their entire lives if they meet the other criteria for qualifying children. So what does it mean to qualify a relative? If you have a relative who relies on you for most of their financial assistance, be it a parent or a great aunt twice removed, you can claim that person as a dependent as long as no one else claims that person. If your relative is considered a qualifying child, even if no one actually claims him or her, you cannot claim her or him as a dependent on your tax return. In order for you to claim a relative as a dependent, that family member cannot have gross annual income above $4,050 in a tax year, that'd be 2016. Gross income includes all earned and unearned income. The relative you want to claim as a dependent must also live with you for the entire year. There are exceptions for mothers, fathers, nieces, nephews, and other relatives. For a full list, you can go to the IRS publication 501. Doesn't that sound like fun? Before you file your taxes, you need to find your dependent Social Security numbers. That way, you can include that information on your tax return. You cannot claim someone as a dependent if you don't have access to a Social Security number, individual taxpayer identification number, adoption taxpayer identification number, or something along those lines for that individual. Again, I am not giving you tax advice. I want you to go and see a tax professional. I just gave you a bunch of questions for you to ask them to see if it makes sense for you and how many dependents you really have. Remember also, when you're doing that, ask that tax professional that you're going to, what should I be doing with my W-4 form for withholding for the current year, the 2017 tax year? You want to make sure that you're updating that at this time as well, if there are any updates to be done. And as always, we ask you, set that first radio preset button to come back here and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We will talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.